dream that he must die. Light roams and home again knows about a thousand kisses shy.
Do I love you? By way of that light arose, that was by way of introducing our next guests, that Wilson song, that Meredith Wilson song. That was, by the way, Shirley Jones and the Buffalo Bills. And I have two gentlemen here who are wonderful barbershoppers, and you know their names, you know who they are. Well, you might know one, you might not know the other yet, but I'm going to welcome back Jim Henry, who is the artistic director of the Ambassadors of Harmony. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kathy. Great to see you again.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And then he has brought with him the associate director and arranger of the Ambassadors of Harmony. His name is David Wright. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Great to be here, Kathy.
It's great to have you here. I think I'll turn on your mic. We might be able to hear you a little better. There we go. Yes, operator error. It is so nice to have both of you here. You've got a great big concert coming up.
We do.
A concert to inspire unity in our community through music. This is fabulous. Give us just sort of an overview, and then we'll come back to it specifically.
You said it exactly there. It's to inspire unity. And we were just thinking about a couple of things. One is that our chorus meets out in St. Charles. It's not terribly diverse. We're a bunch of white men, and we probably have six African Americans, six people of color, and we would like to get exposure to a larger community. But we were also thinking of the exposure this might bring to the other groups as well, to Crossroads, to Fairfield Four, and to In Unison, which is a largely African-American chorus under the auspices of the St. Louis Symphony. So we just thought of the idea of bringing these groups all together for a concert about unity in these troubled, divisive times, to just try to bring people together. And it's at the Greater Grace Church, which is in Ferguson, the site of that troubled incident of 2014. It is a church that has participated in bringing that community together. So our motivation was just to bring the people together, let them hear musical groups that they might not have heard otherwise, and get a wide exposure for a cappella music in the community.
Oh, I think that's just great. And some of the other people involved in this, of course, In Unison and their director, Kevin Macbeth, who does such a tremendous amount of work in the community, and not only with his own choir there in Chesterfield, but also with In Unison, which is, of course, a branch of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And then also you have a rather well-known name whom Jim and I have known since he was an undergrad, Brian Owens.
Brian Owens.
Yes, he is our host and MC.
Right.
And MC.
Yes.
Fantastic. He is such a lovely human being.
Yes, and extremely talented. And one of the other hats I wear, as you know, Kathy, is that I'm also the head of choral studies at the University of Missouri,
yes,
St.
Sir.
Louis. So, and Brian is, we're proud to claim Brian as an alum of our school. You were a wonderful faculty member there as well and colleague. It's, so, yeah, it's wonderful to have Brian on board with this. And really, I think Brian was one of the main ones who really wanted to try to put something like this together. He and I sort of hatched this scheme a while back. And so I'm glad to finally see this thing culminate.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know, it's great to see something like this come to fruition, and
yes,
particularly now, as you mentioned, David, with things being contentious and difficult, it seems like we can't agree to disagree anymore. We've got to demonize the other guy, and it's a shame.
But, it is.
You know, so this is a great way to start to heal those wounds.
Well, we believe in the power of music to do that. You know,
yeah.
You're never mad at somebody you're singing with.
That's right.
Very true.
You can't sing very well if you
that's
are.
Right, yeah.
The music suffers for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great point. Now, let's go into the two of you individually. We'll come back to the concert in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, tell us about you. Give us a little what you want us to know, of course.
Right. Well, I'm born and raised.
Then I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's
it was
right.
A dark and stormy night.
David will tell the... I'll give my version, and David can tell his version. No. I'm born and raised here in the St. Louis area, And so, as you said, I'm a co-director, musical director and artistic director of the Ambassadors of Harmony. I am with the University of Missouri St. Louis as head of choral studies. I also sing in Crossroads, which is one of the groups that's going to be singing at this concert. They're spread all over the country. I'm the only one in St. Louis. Two of them live in Florida, and another one lives in Cleveland, Tennessee. So we're all over the place, so it's an opportunity for us to get back together. I just love choral music. I've been doing this my whole life. I joined the Ambassadors of Harmony when I was 11 years old. So I was raised doing it with this style of music.
Wow.
And it's just been a great way to grow up. So, really, David is a mentor to me and has been a musical mentor to me since I was a kid. Not to say that you're old, David, but you're way older than me is all I'm saying.
I'm not going to sit here and take that, would you, Dave? Oh, golly. Well, that's great, though, since 11. Now, tell us about you, David.
Well, I grew up singing a cappella, harmony, in church. And so it's just something that stuck with me all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I became a mathematician. I'm a professor of mathematics at Washington University. In fact, I was chair of the department for 12 years until last June when I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. So now I'm on academic sabbatical for a year.
Oh, that's nice.
I have to pay a little more attention to things like math research and, of course, music. But when I got my degree, I just decided I wanted to pursue music as an outlet. So Barbershop Harmony was perfect because I had grown up singing a cappella. So
sure.
I got in Barbershop Harmony Society and eventually became the director of what is now the Ambassadors of Harmony and developed myself as an arranger. And so I write some of our arrangements that we sing, and there you have it. And then I got interested in the history of the music, how it connects to other forms of music, such as gospel and blues. In fact, you know, Henry didn't tell you everything. His dissertation was about that. So I've become something of a historian in Barbershop Harmony Society, and I teach at their schools, and I'm associate director of the Ambassadors. There you have it.
There we have it. So now that our audience has had the opportunity to meet the two of you, could I maybe give them a little taste of one of the two recordings we have? Should I maybe do Deep River?
Yeah, this is an Ambassador of Harmony cut of Deep
Alrighty.
River.
Alrighty.
Not David's arrangement,
not
though.
David's arrangement.
Nay Clausen, well-known choral arranger, arranged
this. Ah, okie doke. Thank you for setting that up.
Deep River, Lord, I want to
to Camp Brown.
Oh, don't you want to go to that gospel feast that from this land
Gorgeous arrangement. My gracious. Who's that soloist?
It's a wonderful young man by the name of Ransford Tulla. He's also a former student of UMSL and a young member of our chorus. And yeah, we're real proud of Ransford.
I can see why. Beautiful voice. Oh my, the warmth and tenderness in it. Mm, lovely sound. You looked like you were about to say something there, Dave. I'm sorry. No. Well, let's talk about this concert now. Let's talk. Whose brainchild really was it? You and Brian, was it?
Yeah, it's sort of a couple different things. I've talked with Brian for a while about, you know, well, the ambassadors, as David said, for years have been trying to figure out a way that we could just try to diversify, to try to show that music, you know, breaks down all barriers and all of these things. It's been a mission of ours for a long time. We've done a lot in the field of youth. We have many wonderful youth programs that we do to try to support the arts among young people, and this was another goal. And so kind of one of the things that happened is the Crossroads, the quartet I sing in. We, over the past couple of years, have done some presentations for the Barbershop Harmony Society at National American Choral Directors Association and the National Association for Music Education. And what we've been trying to show is the resurgence of 19th century a cappella music. And you can't do that without talking about basically two things, barbershop and gospel.
Amen.
And so we were sort of the barbershop representative of that, and they brought in another proponent of 19th century music, this African-American quartet called the Fairfield Four. Now, I've known and been a fan of them for years and years and years and years, so I was so excited to think that we were going to be able to meet and sing with the Fairfield Four. Well, they turned out to be these incredible guys. Just they live exactly what they sing about. They're sweet, they're wonderful, and we became fast friends with them and have now been able to share the stage with them about three or four times. And ever since then, my dream has been to bring the Fairfield Four to St. Louis. People need to know this wonderful quartet. They're on the soundtrack of O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Maybe some people will
remember them from that, but they're Grammy Award winning. But they're really a throwback to, you know, they formed in 1920 something. So, and they still sing the same style of music, pretty much the same music they were singing then. So it's like stepping back in history to hear these guys. And at the same time, they're fantastic. So it was just this wonderful culmination. Brian and I started talking. The ambassadors had this goal. Crossroads became friends with the Fairfield Four. Brian is kind of with In Unison. Kevin McBeth and I are dear friends. And Kevin's invited the ambassadors to be on some on one of his big events when the Katrina, if you remember Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, I do.
Kevin did a benefit at Manchester United Methodist for that and invited the ambassadors. So we've all just kind of found each other in various ways, and it it just seems like this was the culmination. It all sort of ended with this wonderful Bishop Jones and the Greater Grace Church, which is an iconic church now for unifying the St. Louis community, 1,200 seat church. And we met with him. It was perfect. And we all knew it was perfect. And we thought, this is the place it has to happen, and it has to happen now. And so that's really what, that's the, wow, the whole story behind it, probably more than you wanted to know.
No, but it was really.
We're excited about it.
An amazing thing about this church is that, you know, we have risers that have to house 130 guys, and
wow,
Unison is equally large. So finding a church where you can, big enough that you can set that up on kind of the pulpit area, is not so easy. So not only is this a big church in terms of seating 1,200 people, it's got a big, big stage area. So not that many places where we could have it.
But that's going to be
really
impressive.
We went there and looked at that place, and Bishop Jones, Pastor Jones, just welcomed us. We knew that's where we wanted to have the concert.
It just felt right. Huh?
It just felt right.
Yeah. And you're right. That's a huge amount of bodies up there in a sanctuary.
It
not
is.
All the sanctuaries will accommodate that by any means. Now, it seems to me you've somewhat captured lightning in a bottle here. You
know? Yeah, I think we feel like we have. This is going to be an epic show. I can't imagine anybody's going to want to miss this thing, because it's one I think people will talk about for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to record it at all?
That's a good question.
Yeah, they've discussed that. I'm not sure what we finally decided about that,
yeah,
but it needs to be.
Maybe video.
Need to do that. Yeah,
that would be
some
really
of our people are listening to this radio program.
There you go. You never can tell. There may be somebody else. I can underwrite that. Well, now,
possible.
The Greater Grace Church is located at 3690 Pershall Road, and it's actually at the near 270 and Washington Elizabeth exit.
That's correct.
It's right there.
On the south side of 270. The
south side. And it's a $20 admission ticket, so that's
we
general
wanted to keep
admission.
That low
that's
to make
great.
It available to everybody.
And this is going to be Friday, March 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So not very far off at all. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
That's correct.
Drum roll.
Yeah, right.
And I should say that it is a benefit concert. Nobody's making money off it. All the proceeds are going to go to support youth singing programs.
How fabulous. How fabulous. You know, as you're talking about this, you know, and some of the things that the Ambassadors of Harmony have done for the youth, you have several things that are going on.
Right.
For the youth. You had mentioned the chorus. There's scholarships and a summer youth camp. And tell us about a few of these activities.
Yeah, we have what we call, it's called Acapalooza. We have a day camp during the fall in September. We have 600 young high school boys that come to UMSL on Tuesday and 600 girls on Wednesday.
Wow.
Representing between 20 and 30 schools each day. And basically we just immerse them in a cappella music. They see that there are other kids who enjoy it. That gave rise to Acapalooza Summer, which is a four-day summer camp. It's happening in July. This year it'll be happening in the second week of July. And for 4 days, the kids stay at UMSL. They rehearse all during the day. At night they have karaoke night and movie night and things like that, and it culminates in a Friday night concert. We do the Recruits, which is the Ambassador Support a Youth Chorus that just came back from San Antonio, where they participated in a festival. We have a thing called AcaFest that we just started this year for high school a cappella groups, just to enjoy one another, not a competition, but just to sing for one another. And we just do as much as we can. We just started this Harmony Foundation that's helping, Ambassadors of Harmony Foundation, that helps to support a lot of these things. Especially these days, you know, you just don't know what the fate of arts education and music education is.
No.
I think it behooves groups like ours to be able to, you know, to support them in our own way, in ways that we can, so that the arts and music remain a vital part of a young person's life.
Oh, and it's such
desperately
a part
committed
of being
to that.
A human being, you know.
Yes.
It really
yeah.
is. Any type of art form is
right,
so vital. Now, as you were talking about the Barbershop Harmony and all these sorts of things, we also have with us a gentleman who is an historian for the Barbershop Harmony Society, and that would be David Wright.
Yes, and he is an expert.
So I understand. Tell us a little bit about how this all relates.
So Barbershop Harmony Society actually started in 1938.
Wow.
And it started in the South. It became a huge thing. It's had as many as almost 40,000 members, not quite that big today, but probably is singing better today than it ever has. But, of course, the roots of barbershop harmony were a little bit obscure until some of us started digging around. A landmark article was written by a man named Lynn Abbott from New Orleans about the origins of barbershop harmony. And that really triggered a lot of discussion and further research, because it turns out that barbershop harmony was largely African-American in its origins. Now we think of four white guys, you know, wearing armbands and straw hats, like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills and the striped shirts and the whole
thing. And that's fine. You know, that stereotype is there. But we need to know that it started probably on the street corner places like New Orleans, mm-hmm. and even here in St. Louis and in Kansas City. And people who traveled around with vaudeville made remarks like, you know, every four African-American young men I see seems to be a quartet. They're standing around the street corner singing everywhere. So this was, and there was a whole separate vaudeville circuit. Vaudeville was one of the prime venues for the barbershop quartet. But kind of like baseball was segregated, vaudeville was segregated. So there was the black vaudeville circuit, and there were whole groups of African-American quartets who sang on these shows. And so it's an amazing link that we have. And of course, the irony is at the beginning of Barbershop Harmony Society, it was segregated. So it was all white.
Interesting.
Just like most clubs, you know,
yep.
in those days.
Yeah.
And that's an unfortunate thing that we've had to retreat from. And I think we're still trying to get over the effects of those years, because we don't have as many as diverse a membership as we need to have, especially one befitting of our origins. So that's part of what we're after with this concert. You know, the Ambassadors of Harmony puts on a huge holiday show every December. We sell about 8,000 tickets. And that doesn't seem to be diminishing at all. But it's our clientele. We still feel like there are groups of people in the St. Louis community that we have not been exposed to. And mm-hmm. we want to sing for those people.
I think that's
true.
And
we want to include those people. So that's part of our motivation with this concert.
And how neat, too, because it's going to help it burgeon into new
right.
areas of the community, which is precisely what this whole idea is about. Mm-hmm. Let's celebrate our oneness, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of unity here. Well, now you brought, Jim, an example of the Fairfield Four.
Right.
Would you like to set up this play that we have?
Well, this is just a short clip that's really just very, very typical of the kind of thing that the Fairfield Four does. Again, it's very old school. This is from their CD called Then Sings My Soul, which is a Grammy Award-winning CD. So the last Grammy they won was for this CD that just came out last year. So they won the 2016 Grammy for this. So this is a cut from that, and I think it's pretty. I think it typifies what people will probably hear when they come to see the Fairfield Four sing.
Fantastic. Here we go.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You just keep on the Galilee. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You just keep on the Galilee.
Lord, sometimes I stand and wonder, oh, how strange things can be. Well, now I don't bother nobody, but they always talking about me.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You just
keep on to Galilee.
Lord, my mother died and left me down in this world alone, and I have no friend or relations, but I'm trying to make heaven my home.
Don't you let nobody,
Lord, turn you around. Don't you let nobody,
turn
you around. Don't you let nobody,
turn
you around. You just keep on to Galilee.
Well, it's a highway to.
And that's the next cut. My gracious. They are terrific.
They are great.
That bass is jaw-dropping.
His name is Joe. A bass like that should be named Joe.
Yeah. He should.
Joe the bass. Joe the bass.
And he is a fantastic guy.
Oh,
I just can't wait for the St. Louis crowd to meet these guys.
Oh, I think they're going to just.
Yeah.
How can you sit still and be down when you listen to music like that?
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, it makes you want to move. It makes you want to celebrate life, and it just kind of gets all the energy going again, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, that's certainly something that the Ambassadors of Harmony do too, and both of you with your longtime affiliations with that group. It's to those of you listening, if you've never been to an Ambassadors of Harmony concert, you have a big treat in store for you right there.
Thank you. We're proud that the Ambassadors is a four-time international champion chorus, which is a proud distinction that we like to, you know, that we,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not our only thing, but we do enjoy, you know, we always say, you know, music isn't a contest, but it's still fun to win sometimes.
yeah.
And it's just going to be an epic show because it's a large men's chorus. The In Unison, of course, is also an incredible group and another large chorus that's a gospel chorus. Brian Owens, people know very, very well as a singer, an iconic singer here in St. Louis. He's all over the place singing. Crossroads International Championship Quartet, and then of course the Grammy Award winning Fairfield Four. And you know, people should know that at the end of the concert, all of those people will be on the stage together.
Oh, yeah.
So the place will be rocking at the end.
The
so
grand
that
finale.
Alone is worth coming to.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question here on the air. This is a technical question.
Uh-oh.
Should we finish up with You Can't Stop the Beat or Top of the World Medley?
What do you think, Dave?
Oh, let's see. Let's go with Top of the World Medley.
All right. Sure. I'll get that ready to go. Meanwhile, let's give them all the information that they need again about this concert, which is going to be...
Right.
March 3rd.
So it's March 3rd. It's at the Greater Grace Church in Ferguson. What's the time? Is it 8 o'clock?
7:30.
Sorry about that. And you can get, we suggest buying tickets in advance just because we think we may sell out. So the place to go online is aoh.org. aoh.org. And if you're right there on the homepage, you'll see the flyer about the gospel concert and a place where you can purchase tickets for $20 plus a small fee, couple dollars ticketing fee. And I would suggest getting those tickets in advance. So go online and buy the tickets, and we'll see you on March the 3rd.
Yeah, it's a very easy site to navigate. It brings you right up to a great big picture of the Ambassadors.
The moment you go on that site, the show is the first thing that you see.
And then you see Sings My Soul, which is, of course, the Fairfield Four. And just scroll a little further down, you got the tickets and a buy tickets link. Well, I want to thank the two of you for being here, Jim Henry, the Ambassadors of Harmony, and David Wright, the Ambassadors of Harmony, and many other hats that you both wear. And thanks for talking about this fabulous concert.
Kathy, thank you so much for inviting us to be a part of your show and to talk about this. We're excited about it,
delight.
And we really appreciate you giving us some airtime to
Oh, I think it's something that everybody really needs to know about and participate in. It sounds like it's going to be a rockin' night. It just sounds like it's going to be so much fun, and the goodwill and the spirit has got to be just tremendous. That's Friday, March 3rd, 7:30. Okie doke. set up Top of the World as we head out
here. All right. Well, David, I'll let you set that one up. This is a David Wright arrangement.
This is my arrangement. It was the uptune. Generally, when we sing in contests, you sing a ballad and an uptune. That's not necessary, but generally that's what one does. Two songs, and this was our uptune. We sang this last summer, and we won the international contest, and this was our second song, our uptune.
Wow. All right. Here we go with Top of the World medley.
Soaring and soaring is higher, I rise, I gaze all around, and behold, earth and skies is dazzling from here at the top, top of the world. I sing the top of the world. Here at the top of the world, though such feelings come, they're coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see, not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes. Especially for me, and the reason is clear, it's because you are here, you're the nearest thing to heaven that I see, the nearest thing to heaven that I see, I won't be surprised if it's a dream, I want the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find. Since you've been around, your love's put me at the top of the world. Let me fly, this singular sensation, this grand exhilaration is why I'm telling you, it's why that's why I'm sitting on top of the world.
Like I said, you can't be in a bad mood after that.
No.
We have to do one addendum here.
Yes.
We have to do one addendum and give a little bit of credit where credit is due to Mr. David Wright sitting here with us.
Right. We were just talking while that was playing, and I was telling you, Kathy, that, you know, David is really, the arrangements that he did, if you could list all the groups in the world who have competed and won with David Wright's arrangements, we would not have time. He is really recognized internationally as the best barbershop arranger, in my opinion, as a choral director who also does traditional choral literature. Yes. I think he's the best arranger, period. The guy is a phenomenon. And so we really are blessed to have him right here in St. Louis. And of course, the ambassadors, we just count our lucky stars every day that this kind of arranger is singing in our chorus, and also responsible for the, we really do credit David and his arranging and his early directing of our chorus for all the success that's come our way. Without him, you know, we would not be anything. So we really are, we're very happy to have David on our team.
And we certainly have been happy to have him sitting here, and thank you. Thank you both for being here. Once again, that web address, AOH, for Ambassadors of Harmony, AOH.org. It's this next Friday at 7:30 p.m., March 3rd, at the Greater Grace Church in Ferguson, near 270 and Washington Elizabeth exit. Only $20, and what a great cause it goes to.
Right.
Thanks again for everything and for being here.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, look forward to seeing you again, and a great concert to you.
Hi, this is Bill McLaughlin of Exploring Music. I recently got a note from a